Hello, this is Slick Moose and the Art and Science of Stand-Up Comedy Podcast. Today I'm talking about Dimitri Martin's The Overthinker special. I enjoyed the special. This wasn't a difficult special for me to watch. This was a unique special. And he does use one of my favorite literary devices that I learned in high school and that I personally like to use when I'm doing my open mics. It's the use of personification. Personification is basically when you add a human quality to something that cannot really possess a human quality. You know, like saying, like, the door was shutting me out, like the door wouldn't budge, the door was being stiff, the door was being reluctant to open. Even though we all know doors don't have emotions, doors can't be reluctant. That's basically what he did. But he did it in such a unique way because in this case, he personified a baby. Similar to like how Richard Pryor told that story about his dog. That's what he did. He practically personified a baby. Mentioning how babies look drunk when they walk. And like that was interesting how he made babies funny, because babies certainly don't do much. And he wasn't talking about how his baby's just an asshole. He was talking mainly about how babies behave and the nature of how they walk and talk. And everyone can relate to it because everyone's been a baby before. So he adds a monologue to a special as well. That's what he does, which is very unique because it matches the descriptive title of Overthinking so well. I want everybody that's listening to this to note that him calling his special The Overthinker was a perfect name, because his whole special, he gets into overthinking every little mundane thing and he just builds off of that so well. He even has monologues in his head of him overthinking what he's doing during the set, which ties in because you feel like it's not really interrupting. A certain points you'd think like it'd cut in and you'd be thinking like, wait, am I missing out on a joke or two? But overall, it ties into his comedy special very well. And he likes to use what I like to call the office effect, which is talking about a boring setting such as going to the grocery store or a kid's birthday party or a baby shower, and then he makes it funny out of nowhere where you would not expect it. Because I like to call it the office effect, because offices are funny for a reason. If you shoot an action film in an office, it's going to be boring. But a comedy film in an office is hilarious. Like, that reminds me of one of my favorite shows of The Office, which is extremely funny because nobody expects anything crazy to happen in an office. Like, there's more strict rules. There's more rigid rules. That's why police station comedies work so well. That's why so many police movies have funny stuff happening in police stations, because you don't expect anything crazy to happen in a police station. And Dimitri Martin, his demeanor and comedic style is someone that's very childish but mature at the same time. You know, it's like a university professor making fart jokes. You know, it just makes it that much more funny because you never see it coming. He likes to take topics that everybody's already really familiar with, which makes it fun and entertaining for everybody watching. He also uses a lot of visual cues. He uses graphs and Venn diagrams, which makes it very similar to the lecture of a professor, but with funny premises. He writes captions of him thinking out loud, and he's kind of talking. I know I kind of ragged on Aliza Selinger's last special for doing that, but I feel like his was more interactive with the people that are watching it, and it matches his theme, The Overthinker. It matches his theme of his special being called The Overthinker. And what I like the most would have to be that he switches it up. Like, he goes from one-liners to doodles to diagrams to stories. Okay, thank you so much for listening. This is Mustafa Touré, aka Slick Moose, from the Art and Science of Stand-Up Comedy Special. I'm out.